This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. An environmental group has dropped plans to put fracking restrictions before voters this fall. Colorado Rising says it pulled a proposed ballot measure to restrict oil and gas development near homes, saying COVID-19 made it difficult to collect signatures. An executive order by Governor Polis allows for signatures to be collected temporarily by mail or email during the pandemic. That order is currently being challenged in court. State energy regulators have adopted new rules that they say will protect groundwater better. CPR's Grace Hood reports.
The Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission will now require new wells to have even more metal casing and cement. Those are the ingredients that protect underground aquifers and groundwater from contamination. Regulators will now require operators to do more testing. All of the state's 52,000 wells will also now be pressure tested at least once per year to ensure they are not leaking. A wide group of stakeholders worked on the rules, including environmental groups and oil and gas companies. I'm Grace Hood, CPR News.
Grand Junction City Manager Greg Caton joined other smaller city leaders today to lobby the federal government for more coronavirus aid. Caton says fallout from the COVID-19 response is severe, with revenues down $16 million, or a quarter of the city's income.
We don't have the luxury to respond to three-quarters of our 911 calls. We are responding to all.
Congress is trying to work out a possible fourth coronavirus aid package to include cities. Coming up on the program, the author of the book, The End of Policing, and an attorney who advocates for defunding the police talk about what abolishing and defunding police departments would look like. Then, Arizona is nearing ICU bed capacity as the coronavirus cases surge. Now, the state's former director of health is calling for an executive order requiring Arizonans to wear face masks. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. And at CPR.org, Colorado police reform bill vote expected tomorrow. State lawmakers are debating a bill that strengthens rules around use of force and transparency for when cops get into trouble. Justice reporter Allison Sherry has our story at CPR.org. 81 in Denver, 81 in Colorado Springs, 86 for Grand Junction. This is CPR.